My dear students, today, this time, we are going to finish the first module of our subject, the first module of the subject, Air Transport Policy and Planning. Module one, Methodological Aspects of Air Transport Policy and Planning. Lecture four, Air Transport Policy in Relation to the commercial activities of airlines. So the number is 1.4. Lecture plan, four sections here. Section number one, the mechanism for regulating the commercial activity of airlines when performing international air transportation, ground handling. Other three sections will have the same beginning. The mechanism, so number two, section number two, the mechanism for regulating the commercial activity of airlines when performing international air transportation. But here it's currency transfer and transfer of revenue. Section number three, also the mechanism of regulation of the commercial activity of airlines in the performance of international air transportation. Employment of foreign personnel. Section number four, the mechanism for, the mechanism of regulation of the commercial activity of airlines in the performance of international air transport, sale and marketing of air transport services. As you see, all four sections have the same beginning, but the different and statement, and all that in accordance with some conference. There were the conference, the World Air Transport Conference of 1994, and this conference has developed four mechanisms for regulating the commercial activity of airlines in the performance of international air transport. These are mainly number one, ground handling, then second, like our section number two, currency translation and remittance of revenue. Number three is employment of foreign personnel, and section number four, sale and marketing of air transport services. So it's all in accordance with the World Air Transport Conference of 1994. All right, section number one, ground handling, typical position. And now here's the text. Each party authorizes the carrier or carriers of other party or parties at its or their discretion to, and there'll be A, B, C, D points here, items. Item A, to perform its own ground handling. Item B, to provide service to other or another air carriers. Point C, to unite with other carriers to form a service providing organization, and or item D here, to make choices amongst competing service providers. Now section number two, transfer of currencies and revenue transfer, typical position. Each party authorizes the air carrier or carriers of other party or parties to transfer or and remit abroad at its discretion or their discretion, if necessary, all local revenues received from the sale of air transport services and related activities directly related to air transport, the amount of which exceeds local costs, whereby the translation and transfer is allowed to be carried out immediately without restriction, discrimination, or taxation, and at the official exchange rate applicable on the day of receipt of the request for translation and transfer. Also here in this section, we consider payment of local expenses. Typical position for this payment is the following. Each party allows air carriers of the other party or parties to make payments for local expenses in its territory, including the purchase of fuel in local currency or at the discretion of the air carriers and subject to approval in any freely convertible currency. Section number 3, foreign staff and access to local services. Typical position. Each party grants the air carriers of the other party or parties the right to, and there'll be A and B items here. Item A, so it grants air carriers of other parties the right to attract and retain on its territory foreign employees who perform managerial, commercial, technical, operational, and other functions necessary for the provision of air transport services and who comply with the laws and regulations of the host state regarding entry, residence, and employment in the country. Item B here, so it grants the right to use the services and personnel of any other organization, company, or airline operating in its territory and authorized to provide such services. Section number 4, sales and marketing of air transport services. Typical position here is the following. Each party grants the airline carriers of the other parties the right to sell and market in its territory international transport services and related products. These are directly or through agents or through other intermediaries, depending on the choice of the carrier itself, and including the right to establish its own representative offices both at the points of arrival departure and at points to which flights are not performed. So this is the end of the first module of the fourth lecture, the first module. Thank you very much, my dear students. We'll continue next time and we'll begin module number 2. I wish you every success. Goodbye.